check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up now, motherfucker?
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal that addition, and rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 745. Man, our guest tonight put out such classics as Crapper Natural, you know what I'm saying, Jack the Reaper. The Rent Is Due, which I had the pleasure of reviewing, and Murder Dog. Of course, Born Dead. They got a brand new project out they're going to talk about tonight. Got some tracks to preview. I'm talking about Project Born. Man, how you fellas doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing, man?
I tell you what, this year is like we need a reset button, don't we?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Man, crazy shit.
Man, I never thought I'd see something like this, man.
No. Crazy. And people, you know, like us, you know, who listen to conscious music and street mm-hmm. shit, we're well aware that right. this could happen, but we never thought it would.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Here we are. I think they said like the unofficial death toll is like 225,000-something, and they're acting as if. Right. You know, they're not even caring about it. Like the people in charge in the White right. House or whatnot, they don't even seem like it's a big deal. Oh, we're turning the curve. No, I don't think we're turning the curve. I think it's getting worse.
Yes, it is.
You know, and people who are vulnerable or the elderly, you're in trouble. You're in deep shit because you have a whole part of the population acting like nothing's even going on. And that's the scary
right.
part.
Brain dead.
Not born dead. They're brain dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Right.
But you guys have been doing this for years. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, the first project you put out was ICP, came out in 94. But you put out stuff before that, man. You're one of the early pioneers of Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Of course, after the great right. legendary Breed. But you're right there with the Dayton family, top authority. What gives you that longevity to keep going, man?
And just the love of the music, man. We know just like whenever we release a project, man, and just the feedback we get, you know what I'm saying? It might be somebody to tell us, you know, a certain song that helped them out, you know what I'm saying? And they was going through something and they touched them and all this, and then, you know, like I said, we love it, man. You know, we grew up around it, and it's just in our hearts, man. So that's why we keep on going, man. And then, you know, we getting better with the time. Not to be, you know, saying arrogant or nothing, but you know, if we study the game and you know, students of it, so you know,
yeah.
it's projects.
Definitely. You know, and that's real too. Like if you listen to the stuff MC8 is doing right now, or Gangsta Nip. You know what I'm saying, Spice One, it's some of the hardest shit they've done, you know.
Right.
I think it gets better with time, but rap is the only genre where they put like an age cap on, and I don't know why.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No other genre of music does that.
Right. I said, man, shit, no matter how old you is, man, if you like I said, if you love the game, you're a student of it, man, no matter how old you is, you know,
no.
Still can get down.
Talent speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Doesn't matter,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, how old you are or how young you are. You know what I'm saying? There's some guys, you know what I'm saying, real young spitting. But
yep.
What do you think, you know, the time difference, you know what I'm saying? When you guys came out, you know, compared to now, man, what's the biggest difference? I mean, obviously the internet, but, I mean, other than that, what's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the internet is like, man, sometimes, you know, you like back then, man, you can, it's more, I mean, you know, you got some artists that still show that they hungry, man, but back then, you know, you scrapped and struggled and scrapped for, you know what I'm saying, to get a place in the game, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you had to do hand-to-hand combat out the trunk and all that. You know, now, you know, people get, some artists that get in the studio and just do whatever and don't have to put in no work, no groundwork and all this and that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got some that still, you know, that act like they're hungry, you know what I'm saying? Might have been in the game for a minute, but some, man, it's just, you know, they just take it like, all right, I can go in there and make a song, and if it pop, you know what I'm saying, hoping that it pop, you know what I'm saying, I don't got to do no leg where I don't got to do this and that. So that's just the difference with me that I see.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, you know. But you guys, you know, one of the things that you guys got going for you is, you know, early on you came out through Psychopathic, and, you know, and the Juggalos, man, I imagine they followed your career since. So every time you drop,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got that type of support. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
But what's that like, man, to have that kind of support?
Man, Juggalos, man, they, if you're speaking specifically about them, man, they awesome, man. Like, to support you ride or die, you know what I'm saying? They, no matter what it is, you know what I'm saying, they got your back, you know? They give you some hard time at times, you know what I'm saying, that they feel like it ain't right, but they still going to ride with you, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a good feeling, man, and get love around the world, actually, from, you know what I'm saying, Juggalos and then, you know, other people that's not Juggalos that's catching on to the music. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah, because you guys, you know what I'm saying, out of all the Psychopathic guys, I mean, you guys, you know, you guys came with that hard gangster shit, that street shit.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And it kind of introduced their fan base to something that they weren't used to, I believe, at that time.
Right.
You know, ICP was doing hard stuff, you know what I'm saying, but more on the lines of, like, horror and things of that nature. But you guys brought the street element to it.
Right. Yes, sir. Yep. And that you know what, that, you know, I think it worked both ways, you know what I'm saying, for us, with, you know what I'm saying, they crowd, and then, you know, like you said, for what we did, you know what I'm saying, people started looking like that. Okay, who is this Psychopathic, you know what I'm saying, that didn't know about him or didn't follow it? So, yeah, it's kind of worked both ways.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, when you guys initially got with Psychopathic, you know, what were your first impressions of Shaggy and Violent J and just the whole, like, Psychopathic scene that was going on at the time?
Now, when we first got with them, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't officially in the group yet, you know what I'm saying, but I was being around, you know what I'm saying, started coming around, but when I first met them and seen what they was doing, man, I was amazed, like, man, these guys, you know what I'm saying, even though back then when they first was, you know, back in their 94, 95, they wasn't as big as they was, you know what I'm saying, then when Riddlebox came out after the Born Dead, that's when everything just went crazy. It's like it was just amazing, man, to see these guys, what they was doing with face paint and, you know what I'm saying, the type of stuff that they was doing to show. And their show performance was just incredible, you know what I'm saying? And like, damn, this is, you know, it was just something
was like
we had never seen before. Like, man.
Like something, you know, you'd see in Vegas or something.
Yeah, like man, cause, you know, we come from the hood. We from the project. We never seen nothing like that, man. We like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
What,
like,
was it like?
That's why we,
you know,
respect
did
them.
You guys do shows with them early on?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, we did a, well, but like I said, at the beginning, I wasn't in the group, so they did a few shows with them, yep. Then, because that's how they had all happened, you know what I'm saying, here in Flint. Bishon had a show, and ICP was on it here at the network. And then, you know what I'm saying, Project Born was on it, and that's how everybody came across, met each other, and from there on down.
When did you get with Project Born?
See, what it was, like the songs that was on Born Dead, those six songs, I wasn't on none of them. I came in the group on Psychopathic, but I just wasn't on that first CD, that first EP, those six songs. Yeah, those songs were done before me, you know what I'm saying, before I came, but I was in the group when it dropped.
So you missed losing it with Eshan, but you were there, though. You were on the scene.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to see a lot of that stuff transpire and stuff. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, going to your first ICP show, though, man? Was it pretty crazy for you to see people squirting soda at each other? And how was it, the atmosphere?
Yeah, like I said, it was like when they came here, they was throwing the pop. I mean, you know, the soda or whatever, and that wasn't flying here, you know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't that type of crowd that you know what I'm saying, was like, what's going on? And everybody looking like, what the fuck? You know, everybody got their fresh gear on, and they come to a Eshan show. Yeah, man, they're like, what the, you know what I'm saying? So, but then the next show that I seen, it was down in Detroit at the it wasn't St. Andrews. I think it was the Majestic at the time. Yeah, Majestic or whatever. And it was just, I was, like I said, man, it's in awe, like, damn, this is different. Like, but it was good different, though. Like, man, these boys is got it popping. From right there on out, man, it was just like, they got better and better.
Yeah. well, you know, you guys, you know, you end up doing your own thing. You know, I believe the next project that came out, if I'm not mistaken, when did Crapper Natural come out?
Crapper Natural, yep. 96, right after Psychopathic, yep.
Okay, that was right after Psychopathic. Now, when you guys left Psychopathic initially, what was the reaction from the Juggalos? Did they start supporting, you know, the Crapper Natural, or were they like at that time, nah, fuck them guys, man, I'm not gonna mess with them?
Yeah, we got a little support. It was like this when we left. It was kind of like, okay, we had some still supporting, you know what I'm saying, but it was like it started, you know what I'm saying, going, you know, getting dry a little bit, you know what I'm saying. But it was here and there, you know what I'm saying. We had people, but we didn't know what it was. Like, we didn't know about, it was Juggalos, really. Now, I remind you, when we first came out in 95, we didn't know, like, that fan base was like that with Juggalos and that until 2000 when we did the first gathering. And then we, like, but we, like, you know, we in the hood, we still grinding the Crapper Natural then. We had some things happen or whatever, then we brought the Jack the Reaper out in 2000. That's when they called us and wanted us to do the first gathering. And when we got there, that's when we realized, like, damn. And then we saw all the people from all around the world, from Juggalos, coming to our table, buying merch, shirts, getting autographs. And that's when we realized, like, damn, we didn't know, you know what I'm saying, that we had
we're
all that. That people that knew
us, I would imagine.
I didn't hear you.
They were happy to see you guys, I imagine.
Yeah, man. The people was like, man, we because what it was, everybody wanted to put a face on Project Born. They never, you know what I'm saying, like some people in Detroit and the surrounding area theme shows, whatever, but people around the country and other parts, you know what I'm saying, of the world didn't know what Project Born looked like. They're like, man, we glad, happy to see a face on this group, you know what I'm saying? We always heard about y'all, but we never knew what y'all looked like. Because
you guys were on the cover of that album. The Rent Is Due. You guys were on the cover of that album.
Well, we was on the cover of Crapper Natural, but Crapper Natural was only pressed up 300 tapes, cassettes.
Very
so
minimal.
They didn't get a chance to. Yeah, yep. So they didn't get a chance to see that. Then Jack the Reaper had the Reaper on the cover, so they didn't know.
But
it was,
you know,
we got a good response, though, man.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I said we got a good response, man. It was just, like I said, man, coming from where we come from, and to see that, it was just like, man, we young still, you know what I'm saying? We like, damn, this is crazy. We
shocked a little bit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Yeah.
But you, you know, when you were at that gathering, you know, that was the first gathering, did some of the Juggalos think that you guys were coming back to Psychopathic at that time? Or?
They was asking, are we, you know what I'm saying? Because okay, this is what it was like. People thought that we had problems with each other when we parted ways with Psychopathic. You know what I'm saying? So some people was more like, oh, damn, happy to see you, like, damn, or and ask some questions like, are y'all going to come back? Are y'all cool? Y'all must be cool because y'all here. And, you know, there was just a mix of questions, stuff like that. Thought we was coming back. Somebody thought, people was thinking we had problems and all this and that. We just, you know, had to break it down to them and everything. So,
but it's dope that they adopted you guys, you know, and they followed you over the years. Because, like, whatever you guys drop, you're going to get that core, you know what I'm saying, fan base right there.
Yes, sir.
But the Jack the Reaper, that came out. And then after that, the Rent Is Due drop. That's when I really got one of you guys, because I got that CD from the Murder Dog, and I reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it, man. I think my favorite song on there is the one that you guys did with Bootleg, Gangsta Walk.
Gangsta Walk, okay.
Yeah. That shit was hard. But that whole project was real solid. You know, being from Flint, you know what I'm saying, coming after, you know, MC Breed and DFC, right there when the Dayton family dropped. Man, what's it like coming from Flint, Michigan, man? It's a very hard city, you know. How was it coming up and growing up, and when did you get involved in hip-hop?
Man, Flint, man, coming up in Flint, man, like you said, it's a rough city. It was a rough city then, you know what I'm saying, around those late 80s, early 90s, man. And then, you know, we pretty much got involved, you know, me and Nitty brothers, and we had this uncle. I mean, I had this uncle, but our uncle, he used to always play hip-hop, Rakim, LL, run all the old, you know what I'm saying, the old school stuff. You know, I'm running around, but I'm hearing it constantly hearing it. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, at a young age, like, damn, this should sound good, you know what I'm saying? And from there, man, Nitty and Pint, they got together, and I was doing my own thing. Me and my cousin went to the studio, and that's how we pretty much got into it. You know what I'm saying? Him, he you know, put his own up to the hip-hop or whatever. And then, you know, coming from Flint, man, Flint is rough as far as, like, if you can, like what they say about, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. If you can make it in Flint, you can make it anywhere. You know, so if it goes music or whatever, surviving or whatever. You know, this is one of the toughest cities. As far as, like, if you're doing music, as far as, like, people reacting to it wise, or just life, period. So,
real.
You can make it hit, man. You can make it anywhere.
You can make it pretty much anywhere. Yeah, Flint's one of those
spots.
Man. It's like Gary, you know what I'm saying? There was industry there at one time, and then it left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, you guys have been dealing with the water situation. Have they ever replaced the pipes, man? Is that getting any better?
Man, they supposedly replaced the pipes, man. You know, they was around here digging up in front of people's houses and stuff like that, man, and saying they did it well. But, you know, people of the city still don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lied to us before. We not going to believe y'all again. We don't know what y'all's out there digging, doing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, so... We don't know, man. They supposedly did, but we don't drink it or nothing like that still. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that they didn't do that. There. Right? You can't trust them. You lied to us all that time, and then, you know what I'm saying, telling us to boil the water, boil the water advisories, whatever, and all along the water was poison. It's like, come on, man.
Well, like, anybody that would knowingly poison a community deserves the death penalty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All those people that were involved, whether it be the governor or whoever, you know what I'm saying, they deserve either a long prison term or the death penalty, because they got lots of people sick and killed, you know?
Yes.
It's very unfortunate, you know, very unfortunate.
And nobody paid for it, man. And it's like,
no.
y'all knew that this was going on. Y'all was in y'all office drinking tap water, you know what I'm saying, drinking bottled water and all this and that. I mean, not tap, but bottled water, because y'all knew the water was fucked up. And then y'all let the city, a whole city, drink this shit, telling us to boil it. Come on, man. And nobody pays for that? Come on, man.
How does that happen?
You know what I mean? Man,
you know,
that makes sense.
In modern times, you wouldn't think, you know, people would be experiencing something like that. It's chemical genocide, you know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yep.
And,
crazy, man.
You know, it really is. You know, well, I'll tell you what, let's lighten them up a little bit with some dope music, and then we're going to come back, man, and chop it up some more. This is a real interesting, man. We're here, Project Born. We got this one here is Who Am I to Judge, featuring the Dayton Family, man. Why don't you kind of intro this one for us, Pope?
Okay, yeah, this right here is Who Am I to Judge. It's off the new, what just dropped today, actually, BD4 EP, yeah, featuring Bootleg of the Dayton Family, man. Who Am I to Judge?
Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Dayton Family and Project Born. We ain't never been one to judge no man. You know, live your motherfucking life the way you want to live it, man. It ain't my problem. Let's go.
Who am I to judge? And I don't care who this about. Ninjas out here throwing stones, living in the class out. People might be getting evicted and or throw their ass out. Ladies might be selling Gucci, some of these ninjas cash out. Even people doing B&E in a blackout. Money tight, my homies about to start a crack out. Got your paper coming in, running the floor like stack out. It don't matter how it happens, homie, get your back out. Only y'all can judge me, so I'm about to act out. I'm the ace, pose the king, y'all can get the jack out. Why you counting people's pockets, saying how much they should hit? Who am I to judge when they do what they do to keep it popping? We criticize so much we didn't even know they out. Who am I to judge when I don't even know them to pass judgment? We all in the same boat, balling on the budget. Who am I to judge? Y'all want to help fix problems, stop the killing. But people want the label until they label you a villain.
Now how can I be judging when I grew up Project Duggan? On the late nights with my cousin at the spot, we kept it jumping. Niggas always into something, stacking bitches, get no loving. Boy was fresh up out the dungeon with the hammer, you can't touch it. When they rush them, they gon' dust them, so prepare for repercussions. Feel like arrow on the block, but they got that 50 shot and bust them. Tell me who am I to judge them? Middle finger screaming, fuck them. Duggan and dodging all you suckers, cause you know we never trust them. Tell me who am I to judge them if they can't get dope? And tell me who am I to judge them if they ain't got flow? OD gon' keep on running this game until my feet get soaked. So pay attention and let me show you how to switch your flow.
Who am I to judge when I'm not living perfectly myself? While you're counting people's pockets, saying how much they should hit? Who am I to judge when they do what they do to keep it popping? We criticize so much we didn't even know they out. Who am I to judge when I don't even know them to pass judgment? We all in the same boat, balling on the budget. Who am I to judge? Y'all want to help fix problems, stop the killing. But people want the label until they label you a villain.
Now, who the fuck am I to judge another man? Definitely not God, and I'm still working on my own plan. My mama taught me learn to keep opinions to yourself, and never let a hater come preach and talk you to death. We all got problems we trying to solve, no help from Siri. So don't be judgmental, we not the judge or the jury. So live your life the way you want to live, it's not my problem. But when the consequences do arise, don't try to dodge them. I got a call from Project One, they told me, like, let's go. It's time to shut this bitch down now, a couple summers in a row. So no matter what you do, you can't stop them from making statements. We came up from the bottom, the gutter, straight out the basement. Now
who am I to judge when I'm not living perfectly myself? While you're counting people's pockets, saying how much they should hit? Who am I to judge when they do what they do to keep it popping? We criticize so much we didn't even know they out. Who am I to judge when I don't even know them to pass judgment? We all in the same boat, balling on the budget. Who am I to judge? Y'all want to help fix problems, stop the killing. But people want the label until they label you a villain.
All in the same boat, balling on a budget. See, I like music like that, Polk, because, you know what I'm saying, there's no arrogance. It's humility. You know,
right,
a lot
right.
of rappers are real cocky and just putting shit in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You know, this is something that's positive, and, you know, it's real, man. Project Born.
Yeah, it's real shit.
Hard shit. Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Man. It's always great when you guys work together, man. Did you ever think of doing a project, you know what I'm saying, Project Born TDF?
You know what? I seen Leg not the last time I was doing the song, but we was at a show down in Pontiac, yeah, the Light, Homie Light spot, a show or whatever, and we were sitting at the thing, we were talking about it, man. You know, it just got through in the air. You know what I'm saying? It was just something that was like, man, that'd be, you know what I'm saying? Mama's would love that. We'd be surprised, you know what I'm saying? We did that, man. I said, man, we just back and forth with it for a second. But, you know, you never know, man. It's you know, that'd be dope, though, if we could. We could do that. That'd be some serious shit right there.
The level of skill is right there. I mean, you guys are perfectly matched. I mean,
right.
You know, both of y'all have been doing this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? How long did it take you guys to do this new project, you know what I'm saying? And why did you decide to drop it now?
Actually, we was going to drop it. It was supposed to be a full – it's only an EP, a six-song EP. It was going to be a full album at first. If we had four songs, we was going to do a 10-song album. Four songs we didn't end up using. We just, you know what I'm saying, said we're going to do an EP. But supposed to drop it in April. But then we was working on it at the beginning of the year, and then – when the COVID, there's no pandemic hit or whatever, it slowed us down. So we just, it was where everything got to, you know what I'm saying, getting back a little bit better. We said we're going to go and finish it up and just drop it in October. Because at first we were going to drop a Born Dead, just the whole a box set, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know what I'm saying, all four of them together with, you know what I'm saying, some stuff or whatever. But we decided we're just going to drop this and then work on the next project, start on the next project here soon. Then, you know,
yeah,
then we said, you know, we just dropped the Born Dead 3 last year in May, you know what I'm saying, 19 or whatever. So we like, you know, we're going to end this Born Dead series. We ain't doing nothing else Born Dead no more. So we said, go ahead and knock it out. And then people was asking about it anyway, so we decided to drop it.
So it's just like a way to end the saga, so to speak.
Yeah.
And,
yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you guys had ICP on Born Dead 3. Man, what was it like working with them again? You know what I'm saying? All these years later.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's always good, man, when we get them on something, man. Because a lot of people, and then that's crazy. People were suspecting that on this one today, like, because they always asking, man, y'all gonna drop the track list? Who's on there? Because they expected like a Born Dead 3. We kind of had quite a few artists that people didn't expect to have on there. So
Bedlam,
they
were
expecting a little different. So there's like, they just knew we was going to have ICP because they had been on all three, the first three, whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? It ended up not happening. But we was going to have them, but they weren't going to be able to get the song back to us in time, and we was ready to drop. So that's why they ended up being on it.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Mr. DKB. You guys do a lot of stuff with him, too.
Oh yes, the homie, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He was on that project too. You know, this new project, you know what I'm saying? If I've never heard you guys before, man, what would make me go out and get this, you know, versus whatever else is out at the time?
Oh, first off, like if you didn't know us, if you just happen to be at a store or something, you see the cover. I think the cover myself, man, is a dope cover. Like that'll pull you in.
Yeah,
and say, what is this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The skull with the bullet in the eye. We ended it, and you like, damn. I wonder what this is. What this sound like? It's like sound like look like it might sound like something. You know, cause just the look, presentation. And then you know, the name Project Born. Like shit, dang. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know you into hip hop and you know you. Listen to that, you know, type of music already. You're like, damn, Project Born. Look at this shit on the cover. I'm gonna give this a listen. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that'll do it.
Yeah. your music. You know what I'm saying? I found a lot of great albums over the years. You know, based on the cover. That's how I found Esham. You know, the first Boom and Words from Hell. Like, what's this dude in the flames? What the fuck is this? You know.
Right.
And then, of course, ICP, the Joker's card. You see the just a graphic image, like, what the fuck is this shit? And it catches
right.
your eye, you know?
Yep.
And you guys have done the same thing, you know what I'm saying? The Reaper, you know, virtually all your stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have a good cover, you know? Who comes up with the concepts for the covers? Is it like a collaboration between all three of you guys, or...?
Yeah, it might be one of a couple of them that one of us might come up with, like shoot the idea out, and then we just come together, like, you know, just start the idea, and then we just come together, oh, man, we should do this, or, you know what I'm saying? But that first cover, the first Born Dead 1, you know what I'm saying, that was a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying, that Shaggy was the one drew that cover, the first Born Dead, so he pretty much came up with that. Yeah, like a lot of people don't know that. Like, if you look on the cover, if you have to look and you look at the rope, I mean, it's like the belt rope around the waist of the Reaver, you'll see the name on there. But people don't know that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because people, I heard somebody ask, like, I wonder who did this cover. You don't know that.
That nobody knows about that, yeah. Huh?
Now, I don't think too many. If somebody do know, I ain't heard nobody ever say it. So I don't think probably nobody knows, but, you know.
So he hit his name. He hit his name in the rope around the waist of the Reaper. I'm trying to find it right now. I'm looking at it. It's kind of coming to me.
I think it's the part, the parts of it that's hanging.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's wild, man. I didn't know
you
that.
See it in there?
Yeah.
You see some words?
I see Shaggy in there. You got to blow it up, though. It's real blurry, but you can make it out. I mean, now you mention it, I would have never saw it.
Right.
I would never even thought of it.
So that idea is kind of like, that's how that came about.
But he did a great job, man. That's a classic hip-hop cover, especially from the Midwest. I mean,
right.
Anybody that knows anything about Midwest hip-hop, man,
right.
they know exactly.
Right. That would have been a good trivia question. Like, who did, you know, nobody knew that.
Who did that? That would
have a motherfucker thinking like, yep. Like, damn.
Well, I always thought what was really what stood out were the babies in the Reaper's hands. You know, that was, it went perfect with Born Dead, you know.
Right.
That shit is raw. Do you ever see anybody like, because I know you guys got hardcore fans, man, anybody ever get that tatted on them?
You know what? I did see that. I seen that. Well, this one guy, I can't remember where he's from, but I remember I think he sent a picture to us or whatever. I have to. It's been a minute though. I don't know where he's from. I can't even remember who it was, but I remember seeing that on a guy. Yeah. And that's always good, man. Like a good feeling if you do something, man. You know, you're an artist. You do a project or whatever it is, your name, whatever, and you see somebody tatted on, man. That's a great feeling. It's just to know, like, they support you and love you like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just for life. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that solidifies their love and unity for you guys. You know they're going to cop everything you drop. That's for sure.
Right.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give them another track. Then we're going to come back. My brother Sin over in France, he's got a couple questions for you. But this one here, man, this one's called Pop Back. Tell everybody about this one.
Oh, okay. The Pop Back, that's pretty much, man, it's like the first song that we did for this new one, man. It was like, you know, we did the last, you know what I'm saying, the last record, Born Dead 3, and it's like, you know, we always hear the chatter about Project Born, they ain't this, they ain't that, so we's like, all right, we're going to pop back and let y'all see what we can do, you know what I'm saying? It's like this up-tempo track that we just all three of us going in. It's one of those statement type tracks. That's how I feel like I was in with it.
Definitely. Everybody, man, you can go out and support Project Born. Make sure to cop it. Be right back.
Yes, sir.
This isn't just a few pissed off spirits that we're dealing with. This is unlike anything that I've ever felt before. It's more like a mob. They suffered a terrible injustice, and that anger and frustration has created a new, more powerful force.
They told us we was crazy, we told them we was fucked up, just like Rosemary's Baby. No game, but we duck. I guess they wanna see us dead, we laugh, who stopped that? We Project Born from a project where we pop back. They told us we was crazy, we told them we was fucked up, just like Rosemary's Baby. No game, but we duck. I guess they wanna see us dead, we laugh, who stopped that? We Project Born from a project where we pop back. On a mission for a million, but these fools try to kill us. Say we nothing but some animals and mostly drug dealers. But they must be mistaken, we some hustlers instead. And did they get the memo that we all born dead? Put this lead in the water, try to poison our son and daughter. They can stop the joking, think they fuck them back harder. We just coming back harder, we're black man and some starters. This ain't the Red Sea, so don't even try to part us. We the midnight marauders, come at us at your own risk. You pussy motherfucker, get it in like this. Here's a twist, little bitches, we just do what we wanna. If it's a game, then we play it, sit your ass in the corner. I ain't little Jack Horner, I'm a fucking Project Corner. I'm ready for whatever, you ninjas like hiding in feathers. So get your shit together. You can't rock it like we rock it. Y'all selling wolf tickets. Won't you motherfuckers stop it? Come on.
They told us we was crazy. We told them we was fucked. Judges like Rosemary, baby. No game, but we duck. Cause guess they wanna see us dead. We laugh. Who stop that? We project born from a project where we pop back. They told us we was crazy. We told them we was fucked. Judges like Rosemary, baby. No game, but we duck. Cause guess they wanna see us dead. We laugh. Who stop that? We project born from a project where we pop back.
They tell me I'm crazy. They say that I won't walk again. I feel like a baby. Never cried, but I talk again. She pressured me, let the shit got sicker like the cancer do. Don't ask me no questions about religion, who I answer to. As long as you listen to my pain, try to comprehend. Can't tell me about struggle and being broke, you ain't never been. I sip on the sea and try to figure what's a better move. Ain't nothing like being back in the corner with nothing to lose. Don't pray on the weak and poor, come fuck with the strong and rich. I put that shit on the floor, been that way, nigga, ever since. I walk off from on the side to fuck with the juggalos. Technicians were showing love, and that's how the story goes. Consider it's underground, no love from the mainstream. Shout out to my nigga E, project going on the same team. Came back with a vision, pay attention, cause it's pain to see. No love for the other side, cocksuckers were feeling me.
They told us we was crazy, we told them we was fucked. Judges like Rosemary, baby, no game, but we duck. Cause guess they wanna see us dead, we laugh, who stop that? We project born from a project where we pop back. They told us we was crazy, we told them we was fucked. Judges like Rosemary, baby, no game, but we duck. Cause guess they wanna see us dead, we laugh, who stop that? We project born from a project where we pop back.
So you better stop that. You say you got money and bitches, my nigga, but really you know and I doubt that. They suck you up like the shot back. My niggas be full of that top back. The women they see it, they jock that. Yeah, they be loving them boys on one side, black Levi's t-shirt and a P-hat. Look close and you see that. They calling me Project 3 Stacks. Well, love to the OG T-Stacks. Better stay strapped, but you might get your head cracked. P-I-N-T back. N-I-T-T-Y did that. Bo D gon' show you lame-ass rappers all that shit you spit back. Now how do you want it? I'm feeling like pocket the shit don't stop till the niggas on the block like an auto rock. Till you running from the cops with an all-grown block at a big fat knot with an ice out watch at the pot stay hot and the birds gon' flock. All about that guap for the cop that yacht never gon' get caught when they run your spot. Yeah, the body's gon' drop when you bust them shots and you see the red dot and the sound gon' pop for the clean your pot. Call me JJ Watt, yeah, the boys came back and it's like it or not. On the way to the top, turn the mic up or not. I don't need your props, I don't love no dots. Yeah, them hoes get chopped, better grab your mop, then the game gon' stop.
Feel me?
Nothing but bars right there. Nothing but bars, man. That shit gets you amped up, man. That shit.
Right.
Who produced that?
Recent. My homeboy Lindo. Lindo Lennon Smiley, man. Lindo Beats, whatever. He cold. He nice,
yeah.
On the beats.
Man, you guys killed it, man. You guys were flipping. That's some hard Midwest shit right there, man. What's been the reaction you guys been getting from the new project so far?
Oh man, been getting good reactions, man. Like when we first had said, you know, we put the pre-orders out or whatever, and we got good response, man. Lots of people ordering and all that. Then when they heard the record, like, man, this is a good project. You know what I'm saying? Project Born music that we used to putting out. You know what I'm saying? So we got a good reaction from it.
Yeah, it's some hard stuff, man. I know everybody that's listening to this is definitely feeling that. The homie Sim from France, he's on here. He's got a few questions for you guys.
Okay.
Sim, you there, brother?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Project Bone. Yes, I got a question about your first album. Natural. How it was to produce this album, and also about the song Struggling. It was a job song.
Are you like Struggling?
Yes, sir. Can you tell us about this one and also the album Crop Natural?
I heard you. What was the question?
He wants you to basically just tell him about the album and Crap.
Oh, okay.
But you weren't on that album. You weren't in the group at that time, were you? Or that was the second album.
Yeah, that was the second album. Yeah. Actually, man, those songs. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, those songs, man. We was doing those songs like. The album dropped in 96, but we had some of those songs that we made, you know what I'm saying, 94, 95, we had already had or whatever, and just being in the hood, just going through, you know, just the project living at the time, man. You know, our brother, me and Nitty brother, he just had went to prison whatever, like 93, like a year before that, we started recording all that. So yeah, that's where it all came out of, all just the pain and the struggle and everything we was going through at the time in the neighborhood. And it just brought those songs to life, you know?
Okay, right. Right. Can you tell us also about the song Bloodline, out of the album Jack the Ripper?
Mm-hmm.
The hot song, too. Can you tell us about this song?
I appreciate that. That Bloodline actually is on that song is me, Nitty, and our cousins, Lil Stone, and our other cousin, Clint from Flint. So it's like we all family, and that's why we named it Bloodline. And we just went in there and one of those up-tempo tracks, you know, to get you up, and just went in on it. Yeah.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about the very earlier Flint rappers? Do you remember back the day in your early stage?
Some of the earliest Flint rappers.
Okay, what? You said what?
Earlier guys that were rapping in Flint? Like, was there anybody before Breed?
Yes, sir.
No. Breed was the one who you know, set it off for the city, you know? And I mean, if anybody was before him, I didn't know him, you know what I'm saying? But he was the one who knew that set it off for the city, whatever. And then everybody else came behind and, you know, did what they did. But Breed was the one, you know, we R.I.P. Breed.
Definitely.
Jake the Flake or Scooby the Mob too, back in the day, also the style.
Yeah, Jake, Top Authority, yeah, Gang. It was a lot of
Top Authority. Yeah.
She was a lot.
Talent everywhere, Flint.
Yes, Flint got talent, man. Flint had talent. Flint got talent still. These young guys coming up, it's just, you know, just the city, just the stuff that goes on in the city, just made stuff difficult for some artists back in the days to, you know, get to their full potential and do things that, you know, they could have been doing, you know, outside or whatever, outside of Flint.
Yeah, there's no industry there. Like, just like in Chicago or, you know, other cities, you got to go to New York or L.A. or wherever, Atlanta nowadays. And that's a shame, you know what I'm saying, because there's
right.
so much talent in the Midwest. There's always been talent in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you guys came up at a time where you had to be really fucking good. You had good comedy. Look at the names we just mentioned. Breed, Dayton Family, Top Authority,
right.
Jake the Flake. Every one of
right.
you guys were mic killers, you know?
I think, man, the reason why, too, like, all this crime and everything that was so much going on here in Flint to where it kind of, like, really a little bit, like, not necessarily overshadowed the talent, made people not look towards this city. Like, man, them dudes ain't, you know what I'm saying? So when we went places, people, first thing they say, man, y'all live in Flint? Y'all from Flint? Man, this and that, you know what I'm saying? They talk about the crime. And then they say, oh, about the music. Do y'all know such or y'all doing? So it was... That's how everybody looked at us, like, you know what I'm saying? If these going to be some troublemakers or if they're going to be on some, you know what I'm saying? So they really didn't respect the talent too much.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sim, for calling in as always, brother. I know they got you guys on lockdown in France right now. You know, how's it going over there with that COVID bullshit? Sim, we lose you? They might have cut his fucking phone line.
Oh, now we are confined. We are
confined
for 1 month. Confined, yes. Tonight.
Well, be safe, brother. It's crazy over here, too,
yeah.
man. It's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's crazy, brother.
Safe.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, this shit's nuts, man. Who would have thought? But you know what, though? You know, it's definitely going to get better. I know it really hurts artists, you know what I'm saying, because you guys are...
Right.
Used to going on the road doing shows. What was the last
yes.
gathering you guys did?
We did 2018, I believe.
2018.
Yeah,
what's
2018.
Changed
yeah.
From the very first to 2018. I mean, from you saw it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Man, like it get wilder every year. Actually, you know, with every year that we there, You know what I'm saying? It's like we'd go to one and we'd be like, damn, it was wild. But we think like shit, next year we'd be like, damn, this is wilder. You know what I'm saying? Then the next time we go, we're like, damn. So, but it's all love though, you know what I'm saying? What I mean wild, like, it's just different festivities and different acts and, you know, stuff that goes on that happens there, and they make it better every year, so Gavin is a good time.
You look at the names, you know, like you'll see like Bone, you know what I'm saying, yourself, Esham, and then you'll see like MC Hammer, Young MC,
right.
All these names. I mean, it's so dope that they'll bring out people that we haven't seen for years.
Morris Day and Ty, you know what I'm saying, and all those guys.
Yeah. I think Blowfly might have been at one, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, man, they really bring out, and then they bring out the wrestlers.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I never been to one myself, but you know, we talk to everybody that's been there and seen videos and stuff. I know it hurts you guys not to be able to go out and perform and promote this record like you want to.
Yeah.
What do you guys got to do in the place of it, man? Do you have anything lined up? Maybe like something to stream, a concert, something like that, maybe a Versus or anything like that?
We talked about doing a stream, man, but we it just ain't, you know, saying they made it happen or whatever. We haven't performed since February. Well, actually, here recently, we went down, Jay, you know, ICP got the ICP house, I think that's what it's called, ICP house party at Jay house, and they invited us down to perform on one of the nights. About a week and a half ago, I believe, something like that. And it just felt good to get. We only did two songs, and you know, it was only 30 people that they let in there, whatever, as far as fans wise. Just so good, man. So we just trying to figure out different ways that we can, you know, promote. You know, we got the internet, and then you know, just different sites and all this in the net, and try to do interviews when we can. And, you know, it's hard, you know, not getting out there on the road and being able to, you know, being, you know, seeing everybody's face and letting them hear it as far as like performing it and stuff like that. So, and the merch, you know what I'm saying? You know, we keep the merch game. That's what's been keeping us, you know, going. You know, we got a lot of merch that we've been, you know, doing our thing with or whatever.
Yeah, the merch is very important. You know, that's something that Esham did from the beginning. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the pioneers of that. Of course, you know, Two Live
yeah.
Crew did it, NWA. I think he got it from them, you know, but as far as the underground, I never saw nobody with, like, a catalog of merch inside the album covers before him, you know.
Right.
When you were coming up, did you guys learn a lot of game from Esham and ICP?
Yeah. Man, listen, like Esham, like you said, he's the one that pretty much the underground, like, you're like, damn, he got shirts and all this shit, hats and all this. And then meeting ICP and seeing how they did it like that. You know, we would always have shirts in the neighborhood that we used to get done, but it was in the neighborhood. It wasn't outside, or people that we grew up with that moved out of town or something might get some, but it wasn't to the fans and stuff like that. We start seeing them like, damn, this is where they making all this damn money from. We need to figure this out. We can get these shirts made in the hood. We need to take this shit past the hood. So that's, yeah, watching them too, man. That, as far as on that merch tip, yeah, we learned a lot from them on that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were in the group at the time, but you know Esham did the song with you guys Losing It. Were you
mm-hmm.
around when they recorded that?
I wasn't there the actual day. I wasn't. But when they came home with it, I'm like, and I heard it, I was like, man, okay. You know, doing your thing, because I was in the group at the time. We were called the Children of the Corn, me and three of my little homies. Well, not little homies, but you know, younger than me at the time. You know, so we were doing our thing. That's actually why they brought me into the group, because I used to, at the time, I used to write for everybody in the group, and they seemed like shit. I was hungry. I was always a grinder. We always don't see everybody getting it. When I heard that song, I was like, damn, okay.
And I mean, this was in, you know, like, 93. This was at, like, the height of Esham's underground career, you know, right
mm-hmm.
after Judgment Day dropped. So, you know, it was a pretty big thing. And then,
mm-hmm.
of course, right after that, you guys got with ICP and
right.
man, been doing it ever since. The new project, BD4, it's available online right now. Do you got physical copies as well on deck or coming soon?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got physical copies. They can get them on our web store, therealprojectborn.com. And, digitally everywhere. So everything they need. We also got Crapper Naturally in. We got Born Dead 2. We got Born Dead 3 physical copies. If anybody still wants the physical copies, you got all that on the web store. So,
that's why I tell them to support, you know what I'm saying, the artists that's still putting it out because, you guys still got it, man. You know, a lot of guys, man, they're even doing vinyl and cassettes again. So, you know, it's all coming back full circle. So continue to support Project Born. Get that BD4 project available right now. Before I go, I got one more song, we're going to play. I think it's called Lost It, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
And what can you tell us about that one?
Lost It, pretty much, that's on Born Dead 3 right there. It's pretty much to saying, you know, like I said about the last song, Popback, people talking, saying Project Born ain't good no more. They can't do it no more. They need to hang it up, you know, pretty much saying we lost it. So we just came back to let them know, you know, we ain't lost it. We
lost nothing.
Everybody thinking we lost it.
Nah, they're fools, man. They're fools. They're thinking that
right. Shit.
man, I salute you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Everything I've heard tonight's been just pure, you know what I'm saying, solid music, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to give you the floor. Let them know, man, where they can get everything, and if they want to work with you, what do they need to do?
Okay, but yeah, first, man, I want to say thank you, man. You know, we've been rocking together for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having us, you know what I'm saying, on here, man, and
no problem.
Giving this platform to promote. You know, I already know we're going to do some things here, you know, coming up. But anybody that want to follow us, they can, you know what I'm saying, holler at us, therealprojectborn.com. You know, if you want merch, CDs, and anything, Facebook, Project Born, Instagram, The Real Project Born, or Twitter, Real Project Born. We all over the net. So if you ever want to get at us, collabs, anything, hit us up on, you know what I'm saying, website, business@therealprojectborn.com. You know, we'll get back at you. And, just keep supporting us, and we'll keep on putting out, this good Project Born music. You know, we got love for everybody that supports us, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. And it's been an honor, man, knowing you all these years, brother. I'm glad we're still here, and let's hope, you know what I'm saying, 2021 is a much better year. This is Lost It, man, Project Born. Man, we're out of here. Peace.
Thanks, man.
Breakfast and dinner, no lunches. I'm from the deck where they pull no punches. Used to hit a 7-Eleven where they nest me crutches. Snort me, goddamn, I'm dope. Feeling overwhelmed, how can I cope? Feeling to myself, oh damn, I'm woke. It was just a wet dream about anecdote. These pussies really think I lost it. I go so hard, I'm exhausted. Pipe through the ball and I'm lost it. I didn't really hit, but my GoPro frosted. I'm feeling out of place, I done caught another case. I done did all the things that I couldn't do. Oh Lord, can you really, really help me? Cause I do a lot of things that I shouldn't. For death, forgive yourself. We say all day, we pray for better ways. Get by, no lie. We cry with no eyes. Give up, you nuts. Mad love, that's all. These bitches think we lost it. My mama think I lost it. These bitches think we lost it. Baby mama think I lost it. These cowards think we lost it. My kids think I lost it. These haters think we lost it. My family think.
Fucking Jersey, I ain't stopping home, boy. Yeah, you heard me. I can get the money out the booth, or I'm headed to the block. Then I'm feeling like Serena when I'm serving. Used to do the magic on the court like Irvin. Yeah, I'm sliding to the motherfucking hole. Got the project girls on the sidelines, acting like cheerleaders. So you know I got us home.
You know I got us home.
Now we heading down the hill, Dre, Miss Charlie, who, and my dog T. Jones.
And my dog T. Jones.
Then we run across with nigga V.O.N. in the bird with a pocket full of stones.
With a pocket full of stones. Then we looking to the right and I see my young niggas getting it on.
Young niggas getting it on.
Then we try to hit a lick, but my nigga Lil Cheese in the zone.
Cheese in the zone.
I'm going crazy out my mind. Talk about the shit that happened back in 99. I don't give a damn what you say, we fine. 20 plus years getting better with the time. If you can't see it, motherfucker, you blind. We'll never fold, motherfucker, we shine. Me and Frank Media in this bitch, and you know we won't switch. So bitch, you don't lost your mind.
Fuck these bitches think we lost it. My mama think I lost it. These bitches think we lost it. Baby mama think I lost it. These cowards think we lost it. My kids think I lost it. These haters think we lost it. My family thinks I lost it. Come on. These bitches think we lost it. My mama think I lost it. These bitches think we lost it. Baby mama think I lost it. These cowards think we lost it. My kids think I lost it. These haters think we lost it. My family think